This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Joining us on the telephone from New York City, is that Kostaki Economopoulos?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Kostaki, your new album is out. It's called Live at Acme. And where does one go?
Does Wile E. Coyote open for you? Did you hear what I said? Wile E. Coyote.
Sorry, Kostaki. The album is actually funny. It's a compilation of the witticisms of Kostaki Economopoulos.
Mrs. Coyote's upset.
It's the stand-up. It's good stuff. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Oh, good. And one can find the Twitter home of Mr. Economopoulos. At Funny Kostaki, that's Kostaki.
Melancholy Kostaki.
Why don't you go on?
Did you know that last year's winner of the Spelling Bee, the American Spelling Bee, won for spelling Economopoulos?
Why don't you go out to your car, drive around the block, and then come back in and we'll start over?
That's okay. That's all right. I'm all set now, Kostaki.
So all right.
Tell us more about what's happening in the world of... Now, we just had the story about the guy from the Titans. How many tattoos does he have?
33.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
It's more than the Titans scored.
And he's going to get more. He's going to get more. They're pretty good this year. They're not bad. Well, they're not going to be as good without Mariota.
Hey, how about the Patriots, Kostaki?
I love when they lose. That's fun for everybody.
I mean,
not for Patriots fans.
Oh, well, almost everybody.
they're named after the actual Patriots that founded this country.
Really?
I'm glad that our Patriots didn't have a defense that bad. If they did,
yeah.
if they did, we would all be speaking English today.
A clunky but salient
English.
Point.
We do speak English.
I enjoyed that.
Oh, wait a second.
I like what you
do
there.
Wait a second.
If it had been for the Patriots, we'd be speaking English right now.
So you're saying if we'd lost the Revolutionary War, we'd be speaking English today?
Yes, Tom.
We'd all be talking like
British.
This.
We'd be talking British.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the Patriots. Maybe Tom Brady got drunk and ate a bell pepper or something. He's got a very strict diet, that man.
Yeah, he
yes,
does.
A very strict diet.
Did you see that portrait of him on CBS?
CBS Sunday Morning, yeah.
You got to like the guy. He says he's actually faster than he was when he was in college.
That's not saying much.
Sure it is. The guy's always improving. Why do people dislike a guy for being so good at what he does?
Because he's so good at what he does.
It's off-putting.
Yes.
It's almost inhuman.
If not irritating.
I find it off-putting.
The guy's really great. You don't know what.
He's really great. But they lost. And the Cowboys lost. It was a Schadenfreude Quinella. How about that?
It was.
Oh, that may be the best two-word combination that's ever appeared on this show.
What?
I take great joy in others' failures.
Schadenfreude. And then Quinella meaning five. Is that correct?
No, it's when you pick the first two horses in a race.
Right.
Come in either way. Schadenfreude Quinella sounds like a tailback for the Colts or something.
Does sound like a guy who plays in the NFL.
Or a spirochete of unknown origin. Well, you've got the Schadenfreude Quinella. I haven't seen one of these since I got back from Korea.
So the Patriots lost, the Cowboys lost, and the Jets won. What the hell's going on?
Sorry.
I don't know, Kostaki.
Thank you, Browns, for being dependable. the Browns are still the North Star of going south.
Did you hear our Browns news this morning?
No, what was that?
It was in Cleveland, a Brown season ticket holder.
At First Energy Stadium, he jumped down on the field and started running, and he was tackled by police. But funny Cleveland Browns fans started a GoFundMe for this this fan because he's now the leading rusher for the Cleveland Browns. In the fourth quarter, Browns-Bengals game, a man only identified as
Kevin
ran onto the field. He was tackled, arrested, fined. Season tickets revoked.
Friends
started the crowdsourcing campaign. We are raising money to support Cleveland Browns' season leading rusher.
What do they got now?
Kevin. They're seeking $2,500, but so far they only have 12 people that donated a total of $188. So they're a little bit short of their
goal.
Pretty
good for 12 people.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. 15 apiece, something like that.
They're 0-4. If they had been starting 11 traffic cones instead of players every game, they would have the same record.
Man, you're right. You've won as many games in the NFL this year as the Browns have.
That's right.
Yep.
In week 15 last year, their team bus broke down on the way to Pittsburgh. Is that the best team metaphor ever? What happened to the bus? Did someone paint a goal line in front of it?
Truly is.
Wow.
I feel bad for him.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.